Will Henneke with you, the 2014 Fall Football Online Preview here on IdahoSports.com, joined now by the head coach at Capital High School, Todd Simmons. Coach Simmons, how you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
We're going to start with the elephant in the room here. You probably get sick of being asked about it. Semifinals, 6 out of 10 years. Is this year you finally break through and get that state championship back in Boise?
Yeah. Well, we'd like to think so. We're right now focusing on Madison, who was one of those teams that knocked us out a couple years ago and won the state championship. We play those guys on Labor Day Saturday, so that's our focus. But you know, big picture, we think we have a team that could be right in the hunt again. And our goal, our motto for 2014 is Rise. So That's the goal. Go a little further, do a little more, and hopefully we'll get a chance to play for the state championship again.
I'm asking you the obvious question here to give you the platform to answer it, but do you feel like at Capital High School you have the kind of program installed and in place now where you can go ahead and put that up there as a realistic goal every year to challenge for a state title?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're fortunate that we, with the open enrollment policy in the Boise School District and the tradition and the process that we have in place and the continuity of our coaches, that we're going to be able to compete every year, and we get good kids, and the players that have come before them have kind of laid the groundwork, and the kids know they're going to work, and it's going to be hard, and but the payoff is big, and and I think winning a state championship would be great. That's our goal, but we also want to enjoy the journey and have fun and be a family, and I think we work hard at that too. And yeah, every year we're going to be successful, and our kids are going to have a great time.
Capital High School, one of the schools that has embraced the no huddle, you can call it a hurry up if you want, but the idea, the goal is to play with speed and with tempo. With that in mind, how important is it to have a returning quarterback, a guy that's been in the system like Connor Paulson has?
Oh, it's huge. He's the co-offensive player of the year last year, so he's got not only experience, he's a good football player, and with zone read, and we put a lot on the quarterback, and he could pull the ball on most run game plays, and with his athleticism, he's a big kid. Just having been there and done that, and it's big. But it seems like every year that we've had a returning quarterback, we go into the season just feeling more comfortable offensively that we're going to be pretty tough to stop. I think we feel that way this year.
Not only Connor, it looks like you've got some other returning players coming back to help make that offense ever so potent. Why don't you talk a little bit about that group, the returning players on offense?
Well, first, Tariq Littlejohn, who this will be his fourth year starting for us. He's been offered by University of Idaho and University of Montana, and he's just a great high school football player. We knew that when he was 14 years old, and now that he's probably 18, he's the same way. He's got great football intelligence. He's tough to tackle when he gets the ball in his hands, and he's our one full-time two-way player, so he'll be playing safety. So he's back. He'll hold every record in Capital, receiving record. So we're fortunate to have him. We have a rising junior receiver named Sam Brixey, who was in the finals in the high hurdles. He's about 6'4", and a little thin, but he's a great athlete, and we're excited about it. He's had a great summer for us at camp, and excited about what he's going to do. And our running backs, Tomas Idieta, he played for us. He was our starting running back last year for 4 or 5 games, and he had a shoulder injury, and so he's back. And Derek Fontenot and Alex Spiegel are the two other backs, and they played some for us. They just didn't start. So we're feeling pretty good about our skill guys offensively, and then our offensive line is big, and we've got two returning starters and a third guy that's played a bunch for us. And two guys that were starters on our JV, they'll fill in, and I think we won't skip a beat offensively. It's just when you've got guys that have been there and they've faced the live bullets and they've been successful and they've been in the system and we're running the same thing we've been running for years, if you go into it feeling pretty good about it, I'd be just lying to you if I didn't tell you that I think offensively this could be as good or maybe the best that we've been in the last few years. So
you mentioned a wide receiver, Coach Simmons, 6'4" and a hurdler. Is it even going to be possible for Connor Polson to overthrow him?
Yeah. Well, he's got that gait like a deer. I mean, he bounds and he can jump and I guess it's possible, but he'll run down a lot of things, and he's going to be one of our fly sweep guys too, because of his just natural gait. So we'll get him going in motion, and we'll get him the ball a whole bunch of ways. We will do that with Tariq as well. And our I think our X, I didn't mention him. He's a kid that has done a lot of good things for us. And Jake Barrett, and he's like a national level skier, freestyle skier, and in the winters. So they're athletic kids, and it's our job to figure out how to get them the football and not screw them up too much. We haven't really been a team that throws it a ton. I think McKinnon's senior year we threw a little more than we usually did, but we're going to have to devise ways in the screen game or the fly sweeps to get these guys the ball. Our goal still is going to be to run the ball at you and control the line of scrimmage and use Connor and the run read. So it's a good problem to have, though. We've got good kids.
As I look at your schedule here, I see 7 of 9 games will be played at Donna Larson Park in Boise, where the Boise Metro schools all play. So home or road, you're pretty much going to be in the same place every week, minus
right.
One game at Eagle, one game at Nampa. Is that a benefit to you? Is that a good thing, or is that a bad thing to have so many games in one place?
Well, I think it's good familiarity-wise. If you're, you know, last year we went out and tried to fight a game in Northern Idaho. We played Post Falls in the opener, thinking that we may be back up there in the semis. And I think the plan worked out great. We went up there and played really well in that opener. And, you know, we'd been on the road and we'd won. And that was a trip up north to win a game. We thought it paid big dividends at the end. And then at the end of the year, we went up there on that just awful snowy night in November. It sure didn't seem to matter much that night when Coeur d'Alene pushed us around and got all over us. So, I think it is the fact that I think our Gold Beach trip to the Oregon coast every year, we go 13 hours in a bus, and we spend that night we practice, and we spend a week over there, and then they have to come back 13 hours on the bus. That serves as a long road trip. And our goal right now is to win every game on our schedule and take it one at a time. And if we're in a familiar setting, I think it probably helps. It'll be fun to go to Nampa. I think it's a beautiful little stadium, and haven't been there in years, so we're looking forward to that. And then the Eagle Capital game is special every year, so going over there, that's going to be a special night in early September.
Coaches, we've talked to various coaches all across the state of Idaho, really, and we've talked to them about, you know, if they had an opportunity to change things. A lot of coaches have brought up that they'd like to see, you know, the governing body of Idaho Athletics find a way to rework how they seed state playoffs.
Oh, just,
what do you think the benefits of a change would be?
Well, when you pre-seed, we know right now, just because of the pod that we're in, that if we win our pod and we advance to the semifinals through the first two rounds of the playoffs, that I think our pod has to go east, regardless of the record of the opponent, regardless of anything. It's been predetermined. So there's been years where you know going into it who's going to host the semifinals, and then when you get to that point, it's like, well, that team's not deserving. This team should be the host. And then it's also come up where some people have won in the first round. There's been some upsets, and if they assume the spot of the team they upset, so if when they assume that spot, it could be the team that has beaten them in the season and has a much better record or whatever has to go to their place to play in a semifinal game. I just think there's got to be a way where our state could look at it and either reseed each week or wait till the regular seasons are over and then seed the playoffs. I know it's difficult when we're not playing each other, the northern schools. There's not too much crossover. There's more this year, though, which is good. On the eastern side, we don't see each other a lot. So, you know, I don't know how they would do that. But I guess the easiest thing to do is seed it the first round like they've done, where, you know, West 4 is going to go to North 1 and do that. But then after the first round, let's consider who's left and go from there. But we've been, I think, three out of the last 5 years or whatever, we've had to go on the road in the semifinals with teams that if it had been either a neutral site or a home game, you know, you like your chances. And so, yeah, I'd be in favor of that. Long answer to a good question, but I'd be in favor of that.
Todd Simmons, the head coach at Capital High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck to you and the Eagles this season.
Yeah, thanks, Will. Appreciate it.